Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, saluting you all with coffee mug in hand, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, guys. I'm telling you right now. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of this odd, kind of on the upswing, very good to feel economy, you're in the right place, gang, and you are not alone. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Just sitting here, coffee in hand, as we tackle today's trendy topics. Tony says hello. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So I'm sitting here thinking about topics for this week's show. And one just leapt out of me because I'm having a phenomenal time on Craigslist lately. And I think just about everybody out there knows Craigslist. For the few that don't, it's this online site where you can post anything that you want to sell. You can look for anything you might want to buy. And chances are excellent, you'll find it in your neck of the woods. Now, before when I talk on, when I go on Facebook talking about stuff that I find on Craigslist, normally it's usually about clothing. I've got two unbelievably amazing, fantastic kids growing at Mach 2. All right, they're just growing an inch as I speak right now. And so I find amazing clothes, designer clothes, beautiful clothes, name brand clothing in practically brand new condition for about 95% off retail. And it comes in these bags of perfectly sized clothing each time I go out to buy them. It saves time. It saves money. It saves sanity. The kids love it. I love it. There are so many other things you can buy on Craigslist. And I'm going through this push right now. We were talking in past weeks about all these different home improvement projects. I'm having the best time. My house is really getting a little spanking better on some fronts here. The living room's looking better. The dining room's looking better. And it's always looked okay, but I felt like I needed certain pieces of furniture. And when I'm looking for furniture now, I will always, forever and always, look at Craigslist first. The furniture there is unbelievable. If I had known about the furniture available, well, obviously it didn't exist. Craigslist didn't exist back in 1995 when I got married. So I went through other things to save fantastic money, went to early morning sales with my mom. She turned me on to all these fabulous places you could find good stuff. But I'm telling you right now, anybody who is out there maybe switching households, if you are maybe downsizing, if you're upsizing, if you have brand new kids, or if you have kids that are growing like crazy and you have furniture or clothing or toys or books or anything to get rid of, I'm telling you right now, Craigslist, they have stepped up their game. You're going to find fantastic buyers, fantastic sellers. You get the point. So today we're talking about Craigslist, and I want to hear from you guys as well. I put the word out on social media asking for your most hysterical, fun, fabulous, profitable, helpful moments on Craigslist, and you guys did not disappoint. In addition to getting all of these great bits of feedback from our listeners coast to coast, somebody sent me, Larry sent me this Wise Bread Living Large on a Small Budget thread with the 25 best things to buy on Craigslist. This thing nails it because it's so true. Craigslist, everybody you talk to, every earning strata, every person out there, regardless of where you are in life, you know, retirees, you know, college age kids, everybody in between, empty nesters, new families. We are all going to Craigslist, but maybe you have not quite harnessed the great, glorious amazingness of Craigslist to its full potential. And that's what we're talking about doing today, because Craigslist continues to be one of the go-to places for people to buy and sell. Not only is it simple and free to use, which how many things can you say that about, but it also has this vast reach. I've got people coast to coast that are listening to the show. I love you all. People are looking for stuff on Craigslist, and they'll put out the word on Facebook. And suddenly people in Seattle are going to be helping out, you know, somebody in New York. Hey, I just saw this on Craigslist. It happens. It's real. It's hysterical. So here, in no particular order, 25 best things to buy off Craigslist. These are things, I've done this as well. You can agree, you can disagree, you can want to add to the list. But I'm telling you right now, here is, in no particular order, fantastic things to buy on Craigslist. Number one, as we sit here in February, exercise equipment. This is no particular order. This is just the first one on the list. Exercise equipment. Holy God. Why do you want to buy exercise equipment on Craigslist? Number one, it's practically brand new, because like so many people out there, you buy some exercise equipment, especially if you bought it maybe a month ago at the beginning of the year. You start having all these wonderful ideas on getting a lot healthier, and that's all great. So maybe you buy into the exercise equipment, or you know somebody who has. And then life gets in the way. You don't quite have the time you need to dedicate to it. Maybe instead of using this brand new, you know, tricked out exercise equipment, you're going back to your usual walking routine at the park. It's nice. It's starting to get warmer out. You don't need this indoor exercise equipment anymore. If you're looking to sell it, put it on Craigslist. If you're looking to buy some exercise equipment, maybe if you're like me, nearing the end of February, finally thinking about getting into the January diet, welcome to my timing, get onto Craigslist. Every year, people make these New Year's resolutions to lose weight, to get fit. They buy this stuff, and pretty soon they realize that this workout stuff's not going to work out the way they want it to, and they're putting it on Craigslist. It's taking up some space in their house. You got these huge, you know, you sit down and you pull on the pulleys and the weights go up behind you, or you're lifting your legs and this huge thing's in the way, and they have no room for their stuff in their lives anymore or in their houses anymore. It's either in the attic, it's taking up space in the bedroom, it's gathering dust in the basement. So they're looking to sell it, and they're going to sell it at a great price, and they're going to sell it to you. All right? This is good stuff. Easily half the price. I'm telling you right now, that is not me throwing out, you know, ridiculous ideas. I'm telling you right now, if you had your eye on a certain type of exercise equipment, maybe you saw it on the infomercials, you saw it wherever, and you want to get your hands on it, check on Craigslist. Wherever you are, wherever you are, you could be in the midst of a huge city. You could live out like I do, out in the burbs. You could be out in a very rural environment. Chances are excellent. If you get onto Craigslist and you put down what you're looking for, you're going to find it far closer than you might want to. Okay, I'm telling you right now. And exercise equipment is especially going to go fast. Honestly, they're going to give it away to get it out of there, because nobody likes a reminder of a failed resolution. You're talking to one right now, and they want to get rid of it. You want it. You've got some money, and they prefer to have money than this big piece of equipment in their house. So guess what? There it is. It's waiting for you. Go out and get it. Good stuff. Next up, what's this? Next up on the list, bed frames. All right, if you're in the market for a bed frame, not mattresses. Never buy mattresses used. In a word, yikes. Don't ever buy mattresses used. Always buy mattresses brand spanking new. Get yourself, you know, do yourself a favor. Be good to yourself. Buy them brand new. But with bed frames, oh my gosh, yeah, the bed frame itself, totally different story. You can find some amazing, terrific deals on bed frames, especially. I'm not talking about like, you know, prison-like bed frames, which are just the metal bed frames. I'm talking about gorgeous four-poster beds, antique beds, beautiful wooden carved everything. All you have to do is arrange for a pickup if you don't have a truck large enough to do the job. The great things about these beds, oftentimes they break apart in various, you know, shapes and forms, and you can get them into your car. If you have a car only, or you think that your car is not big enough, measure, go into deep detail with the person selling it, make sure it's going to fit in whatever you drive up to pick it up in, and it's all good. Somewhat relevant point here. When you're going and buying something on Craigslist, if it is something that they can pick up, say these huge bags of clothes that I buy every season for my kids, make sure you're meeting somewhere mutually convenient for the two of them. You want to go closer to the buyer. You don't want to make the buyer have to really work for it. You will meet them close to their home. Make sure that they bring the clothes with them in the big bags, and meet them somewhere convenient. A local coffee shop, a local gas station, a local anything, a local, you know, name the big store where everybody knows where it is, and meet them there. It's convenient for the buyer because it's a 100% security safe. It's convenient for the seller because thinking from the seller's perspective, maybe they don't want to have people knowing where they live, you know, someone walking through their home that they don't really know very well. Always meet in a mutually convenient space. When we are talking about things like furniture, there's a very simple solution. Make sure that people you know where you're going. Make a quick note. You know, if you want to, while you're walking up to the house where you're about to purchase the furniture, bring a buddy. Help, you know, hopefully a big, strong buddy that can help you carry the thing. But also, there's security in pairs. If you're going, I have never once had a problem in any of the dozens of Craigslist transactions that I've done. I have never had a moment where I felt unsafe. I've never had a moment where I thought there was any trouble because I do it smart. There's simple, very, very simple rules to follow and you'll be fine. If you are going into someone's home to purchase something on Craigslist, you bring a buddy. It can be a guy friend. It can be a girlfriend. It can be any friend. There's power in numbers and that's all there is to it. It's very, very simple. It's all good. When at all possible, meet them somewhere mutually convenient for the both of them. Everybody's a winner. When you have something where you have to go into a home, a larger piece of furniture, an appliance, who knows what, always bring a buddy. And you have to anyway, because you're going to need some help carrying the thing as it is. So there you go. Next up, how much time do we have before the break? Time is flying. I knew this might be a two show sort of thing here, because I'm only on like number 3 out of 25. We're almost done with the first segment. Coming up, furniture right now. People in this list just bought a new house twice the size of their old home. So with the market being the way it is, I mean, they weren't really secure in their job security. They didn't want to spend a lot of money. They didn't have to. But the best part is you go into Craigslist and you will find beautiful, amazing, lovely, stylish, whatever era of furniture you're looking for. Some people like the vintage, some people like the brand new, some people like the antique. Boom, it is there on Craigslist. We're going to talk about this more after the break too. And I want to hear from you. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Tell me about your most amazing finds on Craigslist. If it fits the bill, we might read about it on the air. You all stay tuned.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This King Awesome. Now, walk into the club.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating today's show to one of my favorite online places on earth called Craigslist. And I'm hearing from people right and left, all earning stratas, all types of households, empty nesters, new families, singles, married, you name it, they all love Craigslist. And here's the best part. It might just be that you might not be harnessing all of the greatness of Craigslist to your greatest potential. And here's today where we unlock a few doors on that sort of thing. Honestly, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I'm telling you right now, the stuff I got in via online from social media, everything else, everybody loves it. Just off the top of my head, here's what we just did on Craigslist here in Casa Hagopian, all right? We just bought a second china cabinet. Don't judge me. I love china, and I can find it for very, very inexpensively, but it was looking a little cluttery in the dining room. Found a brand new china cabinet. It fits perfectly in this on this one wall of my dining room. It was kind of like this bare-looking wall. Now it looks like this china cabinet's always been there. I got it for a fraction of what I spent for my china cabinet that I got for my wedding 20 years ago. Okay, it's in beautiful shape. It's lovely. It's fantastic. I'm telling you right now, the money that can be saved, if you are just setting up a new household, maybe you're downsizing into a, you know, a different size, maybe you're upsizing, maybe you're buying that new house, that move-up house to move into. We'll talk more with John Harriet of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate later on. But it's just unbelievable what's available out there. Other things that I bought a while back, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous living room sofa, curved sofa, beautiful antique. Believe it or not, it came to me in the completely wrong colors. I bought it on Craigslist. It was white with this different type of trim than I needed. I painted the thing with my very amateurish hands. It came out looking spectacular in all the right colors. Find me on Facebook. You'll see all the pictures of it there. Got it for a fraction of what I would have spent for a beautiful new piece for my very formal living room. And, you know, it's one of those, it's a girl thing. I always loved a formal living room, love a formal dining room. We are rarely in these rooms, mainly just for holidays. It's in the front of the house. You know, we do all of our living in the kitchen, in the family room, in the kids' playroom, in the den, all that stuff's in the back of the house. But I like a nice formal front of the house, right? Who doesn't? So the living room, dining room, nicer pieces of furniture, but I can't spend a lot for it. Craigslist to the rescue, I'm telling you right now. Other things we bought, beautiful, huge kitchen table that I love. It's sturdy. It's the dark wood. It was practically new for a fraction of retail. Clothes for the kids. I've talked about this too many times to count, but I have bought my kids clothes basically from the time they were born. Beautiful designer names, the best names in the business, durable, wearable, fashionable, all good for about, I'm not joking, guys, about 95% off retail. If you are buying clothes for anybody, for yourself, for your spouse, for a parent, for a friend, for a gift, looking for some cool gift clothes or beautiful, amazing, even like athletic shoes that have never been worn, fraction of the price. You get the point. Other stuff that I bought? Oh, you ready for this? Here's one of the biggest ones. My husband just bought a gorgeous, brand new, wait for it, car. Bought a new car on Craigslist. The budget's a little tight in the car buying category, but we needed a new car. Well, new, air quotes, new car. He bought a car that literally anywhere else would have cost about three times as much. He bought a new car in fantastic, beautiful shape, only about 50,000 miles on it, which is great, for $1,700. Okay, you can't do that anywhere else. Now, here's the thing, and I say this with a big asterisk next to my joy and glee at having bought a car. I, Kristen Agopian, for all of my many talents, I don't have what it takes to buy a car on Craigslist. I can buy furniture. I can buy kids' clothes. I can buy appliances. I can buy anything. I've got great subject knowledge on that kind of thing, okay? Subject expertise. When it comes to a car, I do not. If you need a car, do not go onto Craigslist to buy one unless you know a lot about cars. My husband, for all of his experience, decades in cars, has basically a life on the street PhD in cars. Okay, he knows exactly what he's looking for. He knows what to look out for. He knows what to keep an eye out for. And he shopped for months. No, that's wrong. He shopped for years on Craigslist, taking a look, seeing what's out there. And finally, he saw the one that he loved. He homed in. It was right here in our area as well. And he bought it for $1,700. You want to know about money well spent? You want to know about money saved? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. If you need a car and you know someone who is brilliant with cars, have them help you pick one out on Craigslist or go to the local dealers, go to the local, you know, used car dealers and do it that way. But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Brilliant. Kitchen table, clothes, cars, sofas, china cabinets, all for a fraction of the price that you'd normally spend on retail. And that's just at Casa Hagopian. All right. You get the point about furniture. Coming up, DVDs and CDs. All right. You guys already know this about me. I need to seriously up my cultural awareness. I don't know what hot singers are out. I barely know what hot movies are out. If it's on, I don't have HBO. I don't have any of those things because we have not only TiVo, so we can tape any movies anytime that are out there. And they come onto regular cable pretty fast. Tony is nodding in agreement. But we go Roku, everything else, it's all very, very good stuff. You find a lot of movies. I don't need to buy a lot of DVDs and CDs. My hats are off, however, to those out there who have no cable package whatsoever, who have their basic television and like to do a lot of movies or maybe shows or whatever via DVDs, and they love their music on CDs. That's cool. That's very cool. That's very money saving right there. Okay. Here's the thing. If you like these movies, if you like these CDs, other people out there, they buy these same DVDs and CDs. They watch them. They listen to them, especially with the movies. You notice that? People clamor and wait out at night and wait, you know, leap on these DVDs with these movies they've been wanting to see. And they will buy this brand new first day out movie at top prices. They'll spend, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks on a movie DVD. And then it just collects dust. And when they're very organized, they will basically give it away for next to nothing, okay? Or they copy them to their iPods or their computers or other media devices, and then they sit and watch the original DVD or CD gather dust. So they sell them, and that's where you come in and pick up some amazing bargains, okay? The person who wrote this article says he's found recent movies and albums for sale on Craigslist for just a few bucks. Here's the next thing. You guys know that I adore movies. I love going to the movie theater. I love the ambiance of it. I love the atmosphere of it. God knows I love the popcorn that's sitting there right on my lap in like huge jumbo, you know, semi-truck size. I love popcorn. When I walk out of a movie theater, however, and I realize that between my wonderful, beloved, movie-loving family of four, this is terrifying. It's easy to spend almost $100 at the movies. Who does this for 2 hours? I've got a gaggy throw up feeling in my mouth just saying those words. It's scary. I mean, between the tickets costing around here, and I hear this coast to coast, tickets can cost anywhere around $10 a piece, if not more. And around us, we need to have like a second cast off movie theater type thing. What's the word I'm looking for? Like the second edition movie type stuff. You know what I'm talking about, where they're not in the theater anymore. They're like in a secondary theater and you can go to these theaters for maybe like a $5 theater. We need one of those around us, but we don't have it. So with that in mind, when you can spend, God knows, and then the snacks, give me a break. I mean, I'm sorry. Skittles just don't cost that much to make, but the profit margins are grotesque. And then for like 3 cents worth of soda, you know, and they're charging you $6 for the cup of it, people have spent $100 going to the movies. You deserve a fun movie experience. I'm the first to tell you that. You deserve the atmosphere of, you know, no carbs left behind when the movie runs from starting credits to ending credits. In my mind, the carbs just don't count. And everybody deserves that kind of a little break. But do you deserve a break that's going to cost you anywhere close to $100 for a family of four? No. Have the fun movie experience at home. Start getting used to that. And when you do, you start getting used to the idea of having $100 more in your pocket every time you do it. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So get on Craigslist. Take a look. You're going to be surprised. Even if you've been on Craigslist so many times in the past, start looking for like brand new movies out on DVD that you see at the store. You will find them on Craigslist for a fraction of the price. I'm not joking. Try to prove me wrong. Get on Craigslist right now and take a look. Guys, again, the time is flying. More when we get back after the break of fabulous deals you can find on Craigslist. You all stay tuned.
$20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is this king awesome. Now, walk into the club.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating this show this week, today, one of my favorite things, Craigslist. You all, and the best part is, as soon as I say Craigslist, just about everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. If you have never bought anything on Craigslist, you've heard of Craigslist. You might be curious about Craigslist. Here's where you learn more about Craigslist. We're talking about the top things to buy. I can clearly see already we're going to have to do at least one extra show on this. After this week's show, next week, more Craigslist stuff. In the meantime, if you have a great Craigslist story, a funny one that you heard, a funny story that you had to take part in, whether voluntarily or not, find me. I want to hear about these stories. And guess what? The rest of the world does too. Send me your best Craigslist stories. Go to brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You can text me at 610-844-4913. You can find me online. Email me your story. Go on to Facebook, where I am a lot, and put your story on there as well. If we love it, if it's appropriate, if I laugh at, like I think I'm going to laugh at it, I will definitely put it on the air. It's all good. In the meantime, more stuff you find on Craigslist for next to nothing compared to what you might be paying now. Before the break, we were talking about DVDs and CDs. Heck yes. Talk about something that in today's culture, we buy it, we listen to it, we love it. Maybe we download it to our computers for personal use between movies, CDs, favorite music, whatever. And then it starts collecting dust. And for those people out there that are more organized than I am, they like to declutter a lot more than I do, they're going to get rid of it. And that's where you snap it up for a fraction of the price of retail. Right after that, the DVDs and CDs, here's what else you're going to find. Video games. Raise your hand if someone in your life loves video games. Yeah, me too. I got two beautiful kids that know how to do this stuff far better than I will ever know how. And they love their video games. So The reason people are getting rid of these video games on Craigslist, usefulness. You know, unlike the DVDs and the CDs, once a game has been completed, I'm hearing from those in the know, there is very little point in doing it all over again. So you're going to see tons of these video game titles on Craigslist that are way cheaper than buying new, all right? And they work. I don't hear a lot of horror stories about buying something, you bring it home, it doesn't work. So once these people have bought and played this title, they're done. You know, they have a little scratch mark next to it. Their check mark next to it. They love it. It's done. It's in perfect shape. And they can resell it or trade it. A lot of times people like to trade these games for ones they haven't done before. Huge discounts waiting for you, okay? Because honestly, I'm sitting here rubbing my temple. Can you picture me rubbing my temple? I've got my coffee in one hand. I'm rubbing my temple with the other hand. Why do people pay this much for video games? The money being invested in video games, you know, it becomes a present for a really good report card, and I'll go and I'll take a look at Walmart, whatever, and I don't buy these games at Walmart, I'm telling you right now, or anywhere, any of these other stores. They want like $100 for a game, sometimes more, sometimes less, but really? I mean, I'm looking at something that's maybe a quarter of an ounce, and you're sitting there. I realize there's work and research and programming and dedication and skill that goes into creating these things. I'm not saying otherwise. But when I'm looking at this tiny microchip of a gift and it's costing what some people, you know, make in, you know, maybe 3 days worth of work, maybe a week's worth of work, whatever it is, a little crazy. So when I find an opportunity to get these things for a lot less, boom, I'm a happy camper. Next up, after video games, collectibles. Oh, heck yes, you guys. I'm in my 40s, you know this. When Victor and I were first dating and when we were first married, before we had kids, we would go around to all of these various trade shows for baseball cards, maybe for antiques, maybe for other stuff, and I absolutely loved it. There's nothing like getting up close and personal and, you know, seeing them with your own eyes, holding these things in your hands when it comes to collectibles. But I'm telling you right now, on Craigslist, collectibles have been taken to an art form. Now, there is a downside to this in that if you were in the business of buying, selling, trading, appraising collectibles, the price of these collectibles has gone down considerably. Like, I think to myself, here's one thing, case in point. I'm talking about antique trains, like the little toy trains. I know people who had amassed huge collections of toy trains, and up until maybe the 1990s, these things were going for hundreds of dollars a piece. It was magnificent. And then, with the advent of eBay and Craigslist, and suddenly you can find these collectibles so much more easily, of course the price is going to go down. So the only downside to getting, you know, to the collectibles market exploding on places like eBay and Craigslist is that if you own one of these collections and want to sell it, the huge heyday for these things are over. However, for the vast majority of people out there who are looking to collect them and enjoy a piece of these types of collectibles in their home, holy Hannah, are you in for a treat. Everything you could possibly want to collect, typewriters, action figures, clocks, old cameras, whatever it is that you want to start collecting or have always had an interest in collecting, you name it. There is something to add to your collection on Craigslist. And I'm not talking about junk. I am talking about stuff in vintage condition. If there is any kind of scratches or any kind of flaws on it, the smart Craigslist listers will flat out put that right there on the listing. And the smart Craigslist listers will put pictures of said collectible in 10 different formats, you know, from, you know, side view, front view, back view, underneath view, on top view, and they're smart about it. So while you can't, you know, as I said in days past, go to a trade show and kind of see these with your own hands, the huge exploding number of options of the collectibles that you want to see can now be found right there with pictures, again, of every single angle if they're smart. And the prices have come down like a roller coaster. It's unbelievable. So now finding them isn't always super easy. You know, sometimes people put them in kind of confusing sections. You say to yourself, you're looking for a collectible. You'll type collectible into Craigslist. You have to be very specific. Write down collectible china, collectible teacups, you know, collectible power tools, collectible books, whatever it is. Look around. It might take a bit of searching, but you will find exactly what you're looking for. And I'm also finding, now, people like to go on eBay as well for some of these items. And eBay is a gold mine for certain things, especially if we're talking about things that are very inexpensive to ship. You know, the lighter items, those kind of things. Very good on eBay because oftentimes shipping is included. Or if you buy something and you fall in love with something that, and you're in, you know, you're in Boca Raton, Florida, and the item you're looking for is in Alaska, you know, shipping can be very, very inexpensive, often thrown in for free. That's all good. Craigslist is for the local stuff. Take a look. You won't have to ship it. You know, chances are excellent. So find your items way cheaper on eBay, the collectibles that you're looking for. And plus, if you find it locally in your local Craigslist area, there's no wait on shipping. And again, with all of the collectibles that we love, there's a very excellent chance that you can simply meet somebody in a mutually convenient place. Hopefully, you know, and again, you know, I was thinking about this during the break. Always remember, and I'm going to make sure I reiterate this as we talk about Craigslist. If you are meeting anybody for the first time on Craigslist, go to a mutually convenient place. And I want to add something to my earlier message. If you can, make sure it's a place with cameras. Go to a local department store. Meet at a local mall. Meet at a local, you know, maybe a convenience store, gas station, coffee shop type thing. Places with cameras especially for both their benefit and for yours. Again, in the dozens upon dozens of Craigslist transactions that I've been a part of, never once had a problem. Never once had a problem, but there are stories out there. And before you get in here, well, Chris told me to show up absolutely, you know, flashing a wad of hundreds and go to their house, you know, alone and unprotected. No, I did not. Get yourself there. Do it safe. Do it smart. Everyone's a winner, okay? So make yourself, especially with the collectibles, very small items usually, easy to transport for the seller. You make sure that you've got pretty much a deal handed down. You make sure you're good to go. You're ready to hand over some cash and you meet them somewhere to take a look at it. Boom. Done. All right. Collectibles. Done. Next up, how much time do we have before the break? Oh, we've got a couple minutes. Excellent. Tools. Oh my gosh. Yes. Men folk out there, have you noticed how expensive good tools are? All right. We're getting into the warmer months now. Wherever you are, coast to coast, the outdoors is getting a little more appealing. You might have some outdoor projects you want to do, maybe some lawn projects you want to do. I've talked to people who are planning on building like another deck in the back of their house. They want to build a shed. They want to do some work on the house. They want to redo some trim on the house. You name it. They want to work on some furniture outside the house. They want to be outdoors, and they need tools to do it. If you or someone you know needs tools, I am telling you right now, Craigslist is phenomenal for this. Why? You know why? Because for the same reason that exercise equipment sells so quickly in such almost brand new condition on Craigslist, same thing with the tools. All right, you know, you can buy the cheap and the, you know, idiotic tools and on the, you know, the cheaper stores and cheaper websites, but if you want good, solid, reliable tools, I'm talking the Craftsman tools, all the best names, you need to pay for it. And I'm telling you right now, Craigslist is a phenomenal option for the best brand name tools out there, and you'll get them way cheaper. My husband has done this too many times to count. He knows what to look for. He knows exactly the names. He knows exactly the pieces. He knows the model numbers. He knows what he's looking for. Craigslist has got them for next to nothing compared to retail. That is not, I'm not overstating it, you guys. It is one of the many things you can buy. And ladies, I'm telling the same thing. Drills, power tools, things that you need, just basic tool sets that might benefit you in the house. I'm telling you right now, find yourself one, have it in the house. Be smart. It's brilliant. I love that stuff. And again, as we come up on a break, I want to hear from you guys as well. What have been your best money-saving stories on Craigslist? What have been your funniest, I can't believe this happened to me, stories on Craigslist? It's all good. I've got stories sent to me of things that happened. Oh my God. We'll go after more after the break. But trust me, the experiences are out there. You might have had one of them. Find me. If it's appropriate, we'll read about it on the air. In the meantime, hang out for a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more about saving fabulous money and making your house exactly the way you want it, courtesy of Craigslist. You all stay tuned.
Looking for a comer. This King Mossa. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got it.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Krista Nagopian Show, dedicating today's show to all the fabulous finds, money you can save, sanity you can save with Craigslist. And again, the stories from people right and left, coast to coast, are phenomenal. Keep the great stories coming. And right now, I had so much stuff printed out to talk about today. I got through about 5% of it. And we got one segment left of this week's show. We are clearly going to stretch this out to another show next week as well. And in the meantime, find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Send me your great Craigslist stories, stuff that you found for next to nothing, beautiful ideas that you found, great things that you added to your home for next to nothing. I want to hear about all of it. All right, one more quick thing here. Out of the 25 fabulous things to buy on Craigslist, and then we're going to go over a story on something that somebody found in their Craigslist find and file that one under, you will never have it happen to me. Here we go. Great things to find on Craigslist. Oh, next up. Yes, books. Oh, my God. Don't get me wrong. I love the library for books. It's fun going to the library for a number of reasons. Sometimes it's just not an option, especially if you want to keep the book forever. You love it. You want to write notes in the margin. You want to keep it on your coffee table forever. Or if you want books maybe for the kids that you don't have to worry about them destroying. All right. There's a whole category on Craigslist devoted to books, and the prices are completely rock bottom. It is so much fun. You love books as much as I do. I love my Kindle, don't get me wrong. But when I'm relaxing at night, I love holding in my hands just a regular book. Books are great. And if you're looking for any, maybe even antique books, books that aren't in print anymore, you can find them on Craigslist. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's all good. We got time for one more before my hysterical story. I got to get to the story. This one's good. Bicycles. If you've got, it's coming up on springtime. All right, it's getting warmer out. It's time to go out and get some fresh air, reintroduce your lungs to pure outdoor oxygen, get some exercise, have some fun. It does a body good. Bikes are ridiculously priced out there. I had not gone shopping for a new bike in I don't know how long. I now want to have a bike for this year. My husband's got a bike. The kids have a bike. The weather's getting beautiful. I want a bike. So I start looking for bikes online. Holy crap. The price for bikes, I'm not trying to begrudge anybody a decent salary out there. It takes money and, you know, expertise, and I want a well-built bike. But holy crap, what they're expecting for a new bike. I go onto Craigslist. Bikes are everywhere. Now, let me preface this. You got to be careful on this one. But if you know what you want and you know what to look for, you can scoop up some major bike bargains out there on Craigslist. Kids' bikes especially are a fantastic option here because our beautiful kids are growing, the grandkids are growing. If you've got a bike that used to be perfect for your kid maybe last week and since then they shot up 6 inches the way kids do, you got to get rid of that bike. give it up on Craigslist, research your prices to get rid of it at a good price, put that money towards another Craigslist bike for, you know, the next age up, the next height up. I'm an adult. I'm looking for adult bikes. Adult bikes are crazy, unbelievable, huge plethora of them available on Craigslist. All right. Just here's the thing. Be wary of bikes that look too good to be true. Okay. They may have been rode hard, repaired often. They could be stolen, God forbid. Bring somebody with you who knows bikes. Okay. Or here's the next thing. Go on Craigslist. And if these Craigslist bike retailers are smart, they'll put on there how, you know, I have been doing this with bikes for decades. Please take a look at my other, you know, 50 other bikes that I have repaired and resold. That kind of thing. You can check with other people for references. People do this where you've got wonderful people who are very skilled in taking care of bikes, and they have a little sideline business. Maybe they purchase them in tough shape, they repair them, they bring them into wonderful condition, and they resell them. It's what they do for a living. You will oftentimes find bike retailers that have sold hundreds of bikes. I'm not joking. Those are the best ones to buy from. You know the bikes are going to be in good shape. You know this guy has a good living doing this, or he wouldn't have been able to sell hundreds of them. Some of them, if they're really smart, might even have references for you to pick. Okay, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. And I am on number 10. We've just gone through 10 of the top 25. Clearly, we'll be doing this next week as well, because I have got to save time for this. I have got to save time for this story. Who sent me this? Someone sent this to me from our Super Talk Mississippi Network, a listener. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Sends me this article. Man buys cheap desk on Craigslist. Wait for it. Saying it again. Man buys cheap desk on Craigslist, finds $98,000 inside. All right. Yeah. Pick yourself up off the floor the way I did. Yeah. And file this one under. This will never happen to Chris. Okay. A Connecticut man snags an online shopping bargain for under $200 and then actually returns the small fortune he discovers inside. Yeah. You know, we all like to think of ourselves as good people, but I'd like an online sort of survey here. Very informal. If you purchased a desk for $200 on Craigslist, found $98,000 cash inside, would you return it? We all know what our out-in-public answer would be, but reflect inward, if you would, for just a couple of minutes. Tell me your real thoughts on this. Would you return it? Don't have to say it out loud, but I find myself personally a little conflicted. All right, here we go. Please imagine your name is Noah Muroff and you live in Connecticut. You buy a desk on Craigslist for $200. When you bring it home, it almost fits through your door, but not quite. So you begin to dismantle it a little, just to squeeze it in. Behind one of the drawers, you find a plastic bag. You sincerely hope it's not cocaine, because that might take a touch of explaining. Instead, when you open it, you discover a touch of money. When you've finished counting the money, you have counted $98,000. Okay, here's one small detail. Noah Muroff, thank your lucky stars, is a rabbi, and his moral code would not allow him to even contemplate accepting this windfall as an act of God. So right now, out there, people selling your stuff on Craigslist, be aware, if I buy your stuff and there's $98,000 cash stuffed inside, I will be far more conflicted than Rabbi Muroff, okay? So let's just thank your lucky stars that it turned out to be him. So right away, he and his wife look at each other and say, well, let's return it. So he calls the woman, and she says, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So here's the thing. The woman who only gave her name as Patty. Yeah, that's smart, Patty, because if you gave your last name, you would be ridiculed forever for the rest of your life as being a bit of a dope. All right. I'm just saying, I'm a Christian woman, but I'm sorry. If I knew a Patty who gave away a desk that had 98 grand in it, I'd be mocking you mercilessly. That's all there is to it. So it was hit and go, long forgotten. So in the thank you note she sends to Muroff, Patty says, I do not think there are too many people in this world that would have done what you did by calling me. Patty, amen to that. That's one of the smartest thoughts you had in the last 24 hours, because one of the less smart thoughts you had was selling this desk. I'm not trying to be mean. I've done dumb things in my life. I've done plenty. I got a whole repertoire. I got a whole resume of dumb stuff I've done in my life. However, I have never sent away a desk with 98 grand in it. How do you not know there's 98 grand inside your desk? Mother of God. Many might agree with Patty, it says here. The same many who would have kept the money. Yes, thank you. Be honest. The news reports here that Muroff even took his whole family, including his four kids, with him to Patty's house so that they could understand the value of honesty. Oh my gosh, this guy's phenomenal. What an amazing human being. She reportedly insisted on refunding his purchase money. Well, yeah. And gave him a reward. Oh, sister, yeah, you better. What would be a good amount? 98 grand that he didn't have to return. I'm leaning towards 10%. I am leaning towards thinking she should fork over 10 grand cash. and he should accept it. 10% for a finder's fee? This lady has nearly 90 grand back in her hands that she didn't have to have at all? That's where I'm leaning. There you go. Guys, that's it for today. I loved it. What a fabulous show. I love Craigslist. I love you guys. Love you all. Have a fabulous week. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
I'm looking for a come up. This King Marshall.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.